I want to honor Dale and Connie Dutcher, good friends from years ago. I think they probably knew me when I was that age when we were first married here. But Dale and Connie from the Wichita area, come over here, guys. I want to introduce them to you and just love on them for a minute here. And I sent an email. Who got the email that I sent yesterday evening? Just when you come, each one of you be prepared to have something for edification. Each one of you has something already. And so I just want to say hi to Dale and Connie.
Hi.
Hi. And then...
That's not all.
What do you have inside of you for us today? Bookends of generations here. But the same Jesus, the same Holy
Amen.
Spirit.
Yeah? Amen. Actually, as I was sitting there, I do have something. It's a prayer. When we're praying for the young people, and I'm going to have a hard time getting through this. The burden on my heart was to pray for them that there will be no prodigals among them.
Amen.
And as I was thinking about that, because, you know, we have a lot of prodigals in our generation. A lot of young people, when they get to the age of these fellows, that they turn away from the church, they turn away from the Lord. And I believe that's because they don't really know the Lord in their heart.
Yeah.
So we need to pray for them that the Spirit, as they come up, as young as they can, you know, from birth on up, as soon as they understand, that the Holy Spirit would become so real in their hearts.
Yes.
There would be no doubts as to their God's love for them.
Yes.
Of their being His child. And also, as I was sitting there, the thought came to pray for them that, Lord, Your word is truth. They know truth. And the enemy is the king of liars. He's the best at it. And we can see that in our society. And the lies often begin with a seed of truth.
Yeah.
And it's taken and turned. And so my prayer for these young ones is that the Spirit would immediately expose lies that come into their lives, whether it's Satan putting a thought in their heart or our society proposing things that, you know, we've gotten to the point where they call good evil and evil good.
Yeah.
But that was what I have.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Connie?
Well, I got two different directions. I'm trying to figure out where to start. One word is thank you for letting the Spirit work, because one of the things that Dale and I have needed the most is to have the time redeemed in our lives. And along with that, I would say a word to the parents in this room. Don't just tell them, show them.
Amen.
Live it. Because Dale and I didn't know any better back then. And we told them everything they needed to hear. But we didn't really live it out.
Mm.
And that's why we need the time redeemed. And that's why I'm imploring you to live it out for yourselves, because that's what will show your children.
Amen. Could you pray over us? I want you just to pray what was in your heart over the youth again one last time.
So, Father, I come to you as your child.
Yes.
And we thank you for that. Thank you for your love for us. We thank you for each one of these young ones that you have brought into your church, brought into this fellowship. And Lord, I thank you for everyone here who knows you. And I pray, Lord, for the young ones, that as they grow in their knowledge of you, Lord, that their spirit would open up to you, and your Holy Spirit would fill each one of them. That you would fill them with truth that would immediately expose any lies that the enemy may bring into their hearts. And Lord, I pray for all the parents to be able to faithfully teach and faithfully show that your spirit within them is more powerful than one in the world, and that he will expose lies, but that their lies are exposed by knowing the truth. For you are truth. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you for that.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Bless you.